You are listening to the audio version of the Bitcoin.com weekly news show with Roger Ver. For the full experience, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Welcome back to the weekly news update with Roger Ver. As you can see, there is no Roger Ver today. He's away on business. So the three of us are taking in. It is Friday, April 26, 2019. We're going to talk about all the cool stuff going on in the Bitcoin Cash world and just the general crypto world. To my right, I have Jason back again.
Back again.
Feels good?
It feels like every day because I see you every day, so it feels the exact same.
But you know who's nice to see in the office?
It's amazing to see Akane here.
Hi.
Right?
Akane, we normally see on Wednesday nights at all of the Tokyo meetups. She is single-handedly, well, I guess there's a couple other people.
Okay. Yeah, there are other people.
But let's just be honest, you're doing a lot of the grunt work.
I'm just loud.
Yeah, loud and effective. So Akane gets a lot of new restaurants and pubs to join the meetups and accepting Bitcoin Cash. It's a huge honor to have you.
Thank you. Maybe you
could give us a little bit more tips further on about how other meetup organizers like yourself can do what you do and emulate, I think, what you guys have done here. Because Tokyo, as you can see on MarcoCoin.Bitcoin.com, it's just completely blown up. Tokyo's covered with places that accept Bitcoin Cash, and I think it's one of the main cities now that has the most adoption. Probably also has more places that accept Bitcoin Cash over BTC, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you actually helped us the other day because it was myself and Dennis. We met his friend and set her up with a Bitcoin.com wallet and gave her some Bitcoin Cash, and she said, "Where can I use it?" And we're like, "Take me to Ibisu. It's right across from the Bamin shop."
Nice.
It's like right there. So like, go after work and grab a beer. Yeah. So thank you very much for like helping.
No problem.
It's amazing.
It's teamwork. There are many other people doing it. I think though it can be faster if more people help.
Yeah. So we need more help. So everyone watching, please take a page out of Akane's book and do your part. If you're in your little local area and have the ability to start a meetup and want to onboard new businesses.
Oh no.
Why? We have no cups anymore, guys. So let's go over the coming up on the show. We're going to go over a bunch of news. The first one, Bitfinex used Tether reserves to mask a missing $850 million.
What a shocker.
Yeah, no one saw that one coming,
yeah.
Eh? Yeah. So. Twitter CEO asked what should be done with the @Bitcoin account in a private message. Is this a little sign of more censorship? Then we've got Bitcoin Cash merchant app. You probably got to see this one in action, the new Android app. Have you had a chance to?
I haven't seen the complete
one. We'll give you a little demo here.
Please.
I actually have it on my phone as well. Maybe we can go through it then. The protocol update on Bitcoin Cash is coming up. Big network upgrade coming up here in May. I think it's May 15th. The Bitcoin.com REST layer sees over a million requests. Samsung invests into Ledger Wallet, kind of interesting. And community growth in Bitcoin Cash is seeing exciting new adoption.
Did you say SLP token?
Oh, I missed this one. And SLP token support on Bitcoin Cash wallets. Actually, I've been in contact with the developer of that particular wallet, so I'm looking forward to talking about that one. Jason, you want to take it from here? Maybe talk a little bit about Bitfinex?
About Bitfinex? So Bitfinex used Tether reserves to mask missing $850 million, a probe says, done by the Wall Street Journal. And so this is something that I guess some people had suspected for a while, and you'd see hashtag Bitfinex a few years ago, and I guess that's coming back. So according to blockchair.com, and I'm sure news.bitcoin.com will be covering this very soon.
Yep.
We'll get that out there, but some 1.6 million worth of Bitcoin core addresses believed to be tied to the 2016 hack of Hong Kong Virgin Islands registered cryptocurrency exchange Bitfinex were moved on the 25th of April 2019. And the same day, the New York Attorney General announced she'd filed suit against the exchange over missing funds. So $850 million is not a trivial amount of money.
It's a little bit of cheddar.
Yeah.
So it looks like it was 300 Bitcoin Core addresses tied to the 2016 Bitfinex hack. Looks like the New York Attorney General is kind of going after them a little bit.
Yeah, so did you, you saw it earlier today when it had dropped down. We had somebody in the office say that they saw it go to close to $9.93.
Yeah, so maybe for those who don't know.
Guys, thanks. Yeah, I think we have enough M&Ms.
This is all the donations we've gotten so far today, so thank you so much. So for those of you who don't know, how does Tether work? Maybe just give a rundown of, you know, what is Tether? Why were people watching the price of Tether when this was all happening?
Yeah, I mean, Tether is arguably it's the most successful. Like, was, you know, this is a probe that's happening right now. We don't know exactly what's happening, but it's a stable coin, so it helps you move your funds from a cryptocurrency into something that's tied to U.S. dollars, and you're going to see more stable coins, especially on Bitcoin Cash, in the future with various currencies. And this is going to help for merchant adoption, where somebody, for whatever reason, I want to use Bitcoin Cash, but if I meet somebody and they want to accept something that's tied to Japanese yen, it allows them to do so. The one thing with Tether is that they've said that they've always backed everything in a bank, and people just want to see that transparency. So
so they're supposed to have like $1 US for every $1
in
USDT
reserves.
In reserve.
But what we're seeing is that they're kind of, although they did have those funds in BTC, they've been kind of treating it like a line of credit. And it just has become a vicious spiral, I guess.
So some people in the live stream are asking, what'll happen to Tether? It looks like CryptoPanda15 was asking.
They'll print more of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's typically what's been done, right? Is they just kind of print more out of thin air. This is, of course, not legal trading advice. We do not have any idea what the price will do to Tether. But, I mean, one would assume that if there's a significant amount of distrust around the reserves and around the company that's backing it, one would assume that maybe the Tether wouldn't be so tethered to the US dollar, that maybe that one-to-one might actually be like, I don't know. Like you said, one of the guys in the office said they saw it dip down to, what, 96 cents?
Lower, right?
Lower than that? So, I mean, it's significant enough of a difference that if you can no longer say you're a stable coin because there's some issues, then are people going to be looking towards these maybe algorithmically stable coins like DAI and some of these other kind of different style of stable coins that are doing it a little bit differently than the way that Tether has got it set up? So, it'll be interesting to watch it all unfold. This has all just been happening over the last 12 hours. So
I think the answer to that is we have no idea what's going to happen because this is cryptocurrencies are something that are still relatively new, but stable coins are they're newer than Bitcoin, and it could be.
Mick Scary Pants says, "How can a dollar be worth 96 cents?"
That's a great question.
That's fake news.
Right? But you do pay a little margin to move your money into Tether, right? Because they are providing a service. So there is a reason why it wouldn't be pegged exactly to a dollar. But you hope that in the future, because especially you're doing international transactions, that there is a transparent stable coin. And that could be very, very useful for everybody who wants to use cryptocurrencies.
Well, let's move on to some exciting news on the Twitter sphere. Now, maybe before we go into this, we should tell everyone to go follow Akane. Akane is on Twitter sharing all the latest updates going on around Tokyo, all the new restaurants and pubs and clubs that are begin accepting Bitcoin Cash. What is your Twitter handle on Twitter?
I think it's Yoko Akane, Y-O-K-O Akane.
We'll put that down in the show notes, and make sure you go follow her, and check out some of the cool clubs that she gets set up with Bitcoin Cash. And if you ever come visit Tokyo, every Wednesday night there's a amazing Tokyo Bitcoin Cash meetup, and it's a great group of kind of regulars, and then always some new people coming in to kind
like
of
travelers
learn a little bit more.
And,
you guys had some interesting guests over the last little while. Any like memorable guests that you might want to name, or any interesting people that like from different industries that you find are
I saw
visiting?
Like very interesting memorable guests, but I can't really say the names.
Anonymity. See, that's what's awesome about
privacy.
All about privacy.
But they're always very interesting people.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so let's get into this one. Twitter CEO asks, what should be done with the @Bitcoin account in a private message? Maybe I'll take this one here, just since I was kind of following this and was tweeting about it quite a bit. So after years of complaining about censorship and related techniques employed against the @Bitcoin account on Twitter, it appears more direct evidence has emerged. And in a now-deleted exchange, analyst Zach Vole of purported objective and transparent research outfit Mazari mistakenly disclosed a private conversation. Vole asked CEO Jack Dorsey to end the @Bitcoin handle To which Dorsey responded, "What do you recommend we do with it?" So it looks like the guys from Coinspace.io reached out to @Bitcoin and got a little private interview with him, or him or her, we're not really sure. That person replied saying, "The situation is not only absurd." Basically, they're saying it's downright dystopian. On one side, you have all of these BTC maximalists on Twitter rallying to defend @HODLNOT against those who would silence him, and then those are the same people immediately turn around and form a mob that openly wants my account deplatformed and silenced. Why? Because I point out the flaws of BTC. Because I don't shill their bags. On the other side, you have Jack Dorsey. Based on tweets he's made, we know he is no fan of BCH. There is an apparent conflict of interest here. Is he trying to silence my account because I've broken the rules, or is it because he's part of the same BTC maximalist mob that cheers for censorship of any critical voices? The fact that he is one of the main financiers of Lightning Labs speaks volumes. If BTC was a functional peer-to-peer electronic cash system, or if Bitcoin Cash manages to become the dominant cryptocurrency, then there's no reason for people to use Lightning. So, pretty scathing review of Lightning there, but also kind of calling out some of the behavior, I think, of some of the cryptocurrency community, particularly the BTC maximalists, and how they often side for freedom and side for anti-censorship when it's convenient to them and when it fits the narrative, and quickly jump ship and try to, you know, ban people and, you know, take back accounts that somehow they feel are belong to them, even though that, you know, Bitcoin is supposed to be this decentralized cryptocurrency, and yet they claim that somehow him having an account where that questions some of the, you know, typical narrative that you see on like our Bitcoin and, you know, amongst the maximalists. It's kind of an interesting observation.
Yeah, a little bit surprised with this. Jack Dorsey is somebody who's very careful to choose his words with things. And when he's asked about, if you've seen him interviewed, about what's happening on their platform, he's always kind of doing these mental gymnastics to not say the wrong thing. And he's constantly talking about how blockchain can change the world. So he's a bit of a block changer.
Yeah.
And just that he would come out against something that could be used, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of bizarre. But you see a conflict of interest when he, I think he's like with the Square app,
and yeah,
maybe BTC and just cheering for Lightning.
I think it really spoke volumes when he went on Joe Rogan and had to bring along his legal counsel, or there's a bit of I can't remember the lady's name, but I found it a little strange that he wasn't able to just speak so, you know, off the cuff like most people can, and had to ensure that the compliance person and they were all there to kind of vet what he was saying and
so
clarify.
Distributed
things.
Bit is saying try to, if you have a chance, listen to Peter Risen's interview on what Bitcoin did. It's very, very good, and a lot of people want to attack Peter, but I'm always impressed by how he approaches things so logically, and he puts so much thought into what he says. So he is working on making Bitcoin Cash better, and he is part of like these a new implementation that we're going to be talking about. But he speaks in a very unbiased way, in my opinion. I'm clouded, but I think
he
did a very good
job. Peter Risen, he, you know, he's a Bitcoin OG. He was, you know, amongst the early BTC users, and, you know, he's pretty well from the get-go said that on-chain scaling is very much feasible, and outlines to Peter McCormick the problems facing Lightning, not only on the short term, but also in the long term, how it's just simply not a system built for global scale. And I found it really shocking to hear Peter McCormick laugh at the concept that, you know, 5 billion people would ever use Bitcoin. That he was just so shocked that like he thinks he truly has bought into this idea that Bitcoin is this like nerd's toy and it's a speculative asset. And he's bought in hook, line, and sinker that this thing can never scale, can never be used as cash. And it's really sad to see, because you know, I assume Peter McCormick is a smart young man, and I hope he'll kind of maybe start watching more or listening more to all of different parts of the debate. I think it was really great of him to bring Peter Risen on, despite, you know,
Everybody wanted him off.
A lot of the trolls were kind of scared to have him on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of censorship of wrongthink. They just don't want people to discuss anything that challenges the narrative. And I think that's why we see at Bitcoin being targeted. That's why we see, you know, Roger often getting a lot of hate on Twitter. That's why we see, our BTC is regularly brigaded. Our application is regularly brigaded. It's pretty wild to see. And it really is a interesting observation on like the human condition.
Keeps it interesting.
Keeps it interesting. Yeah.
Because they have a voice, right?
Yeah. So this one, I think, is very relevant to you.
Okay.
Do you mind taking a crack at it?
Bitcoin Cash merchant app on Android. Bitcoin.com has released a free non-custodial point-of-sale app for Android devices for merchants to accept Bitcoin Cash. Merchants can set up in under 5 minutes with no registration and available in 150 currencies with BCH exchange rates. Benefits to merchants include instant transactions with fees less than a cent, new customer base both local and globally, complete control being non-custodial, open source and free. Be a part of growing economic freedom with BCH.
Pretty cool, yeah. So I'll actually pull open the app just to give you a little preview. So I think the cool thing I found with the merchant app is that, I think Jason and I talked a little bit about this, but basically it allows any business owner to go in and like set up this application on the phone of that'll be used at that shop. So if it's a coffee shop and they just leave a phone or leave an iPad, for instance, mm-hmm. with the coffee shop attendee or whoever's pouring coffee, then they don't actually have to keep the keys or anything on that device. So if hypothetically, you know, that employee decided to take the phone and run with it, they don't actually get to keep any of the Bitcoin. It's all stored on the owner's keys. So it's basically mm-hmm. a simple kind of point of sale app where you can say $5 US, it creates a payment, mm-hmm. and as soon as they receive that payment, it's automatic. So maybe I can show it here real quick if this is even possible. Not sure if it'll be picked up here. But you can see it's a pretty simple app. If you have a chance to go check it out, look up on Android, go check out the Play Store and search BCH Merchant. I think we're going to give it a little bit of a facelift and some updates here shortly. But huge shout out to Xavier. Huge shout out to Roger for really pushing to get that
out fast. Really pushing it,
I think all of the meetup organizers kept on pushing Roger, saying like, we need something that's a little easier, that's just simpler, that doesn't have to be like everything that a mm-hmm. Bitcoin wallet does. It just needs to be able to take the money and put it somewhere safe.
Yeah, it makes things much easier.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to have the Japanese, you know,
yeah, the translations
and settlements function as well.
I think there's a lot of work to be done on improving the applications for merchants.
Are there any
features that you hear most from business owners and from like, what do people want
fiat
the most
settlement.
In it? They want fiat settlement.
Yes,
so they want that stable coins.
Working on it actually.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, so I'm okay, really looking forward to
very
that.
Very exciting.
When that's made, it's good.
Yeah. So the ability for them to quickly exit cryptocurrency and withdraw into like a bank account, so that way they can mm-hmm. escape that volatility.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's cool.
Fair enough, right? But I think that's also a bit of like it's like when you accept cryptocurrencies as payments, you're also opening up a chance for more business opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you're like on such fine margins that like a little bit of fluctuation is going to put you out of business, then you've got some other things to deal with, maybe.
You might want to, fix up your business a little bit.
But
I think they should have a choice, like merchants.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, because some merchants need fiat, like immediately, to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Especially if they're small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But some owners, they want to keep like as Bitcoin Cash, as an investment as well.
Yeah.
So
I think giving them that option, that's critical. And I think the more they use Bitcoin Cash, the more they'll realize that,
this is
something that they might want to keep more mm-hmm. more in over time.
Yeah.
But maybe, especially for like new merchants that get onboarded, they might want to, you know, remove most of it and put it back into like Japanese yen or something like that. And they might do that for a month or two. And then maybe after a while, they'll say, wow, that's, you know, price has gone up a little bit and I had some extra. Maybe I should start leaving a little bit more in. Or if it goes down, they might say, maybe I should, you know, maybe things aren't looking so good. I should start withdrawing right away. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting. And I'm curious to see how more applications, more wallets build this functionality out. Because it'll be interesting to really see how merchants use that functionality. Do you want to tackle this one here?
Protocol upgrade.
Yeah.
Just, it's an upgrade happening. Things are getting better. Upgrade. Network upgrade, very, very simple. Yeah, so this happens twice a year for the Bitcoin Cash network. Everyone's trying to make it more scalable. And this time, it's going to be enabling Schnorr signatures and allowing SegWit recovery. But I think Schnorr signatures are the big one here.
Big Schnorr.
So, yep. So protocol upgrades coming May 15th on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain. May 15th will bring the scheduled upgrade for the Bitcoin Cash blockchain. And the notable changes are Schnorr signatures and allowing SegWit recovery. SegWit recovery will provide users who had accidentally sent coins to a SegWit address and allow funds to be returned to their initial address. And for full details on all the changes, you can visit the links below, which are to the BU and ABC.
Yeah, actually, if you go to bitcoincash.org, they've got a big alert system up at the top, so they'll be monitoring the situation over the course of the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's business as usual. For ordinary users, for ordinary wallet users, for merchants, really nothing to be too concerned about here.
And we're also going to have, it seems that Mark has agreed. So Mark Lundberg is the main person behind the implementation of Schnorr signatures on the Bitcoin Cash network. This was something that was supposed to come to BTC, and it will come to BTC in the future. Yeah. But I guess just because of, in theory. But he is going to do a guest post for us. And if you are curious as to what this is, it's going to be done in layman terms as well.
Yeah.
And soon that we're going to see that right now. So as it is right now, I think we were talking about it the other day, that one transaction is going to cost you 1/20th of a cent, mm-hmm. but it's going to be about 1/100th of a cent.
That's huge.
In the future, right? So, and that's just reducing the size of the transaction. It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Right? So.
So next up, we've got REST layer on Bitcoin Cash sees 5 million requests in 24 hours. So the REST portal, which allows developers to speak to the BCH blockchain, providing programmers and other users with the software and tools to supercharge development kits for SLP, Badger, Bitbox, and other frameworks. Go check it out, developer.bitcoin.com. If you're a developer and you need to interact with the blockchain at all, check out rest.bitcoin.com. I believe there's also a testnet version, trest.bitcoin.com, which you can use if you're building anything. Go check it out. Yeah, exciting stuff.
And hopefully we'll get Gabriel on the
show. Yeah, actually Gabriel, I think, just flew into Tokyo like last night, so he might be a little bit jet lagged, but maybe we can get him on the next episode. He's always fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got Samsung invests into Ledger hardware wallets. So Samsung has invested $2.9 million into the crypto giant Ledger. Multi-million dollar investment in Ledger by Samsung comes less than a week after Samsung Ventures led a $4 million round in Zengo, a startup developing keyless crypto wallets. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's been...
We need to do more.
Yeah, it just terrifies
more.
Me. we should maybe mention that Samsung, they released a... Was it the S10? It was the S10. They've got a hardware wallet built into the phone is what... And I believe...
Is that the one that went on fire?
No, that's...
Okay, sorry, never mind.
Yeah,
okay.
That was a while back. Yeah. They don't like to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. What happens if your keys light on fire? That's probably not good.
Always back up your keys, guys.
I believe they are looking at potentially doing a little Bitcoin Cash.
We need a bullish button. Yeah. Samsung's putting 2.9 million. Bullish.
Okay, this one I want to talk about. I'm really excited about this. I took this one for a test spin. Crescent.cash. CRESCENT.
You're getting comments about your jacket.
Yeah, isn't this a sweet jacket? It's the Joey Jeremiah look.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to get that. That's a Canadian. Anybody wants the grassy? Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, very, very vintage.
Okay.
Yeah. Crescent.cash, they added SLP token support and cash account support.
Degrassi.
Yeah, these guys know. So Crescent.cash, they recently introduced support for Bitcoin Cash and have now announced support for SLP tokens on Bitcoin Cash. They also have this really cool feature in their wallet where as soon as you download the wallet, you can create a cash account. So you can actually tie like a username to that wallet. So for instance, if you downloaded that wallet, you could create one and call it Akane, and then you'd get this unique little name. It'd be like Akane with a special number at the end.
Nice.
And then anyone that you know that knows that number, it's kind of like a username almost on the wallet. They can start sending money to you.
Nice.
You can also send tokens. So for instance, any of the ACD tokens that we've talked about,
yeah.
Libra Land Merit tokens, There's a bunch more tokens coming up very soon that I'm sure Roger's going to be excited to announce maybe by next video or so.
Distributed Bit says that Crescent Cash is awesome.
Very legit.
Crescent Cash, that guy was doing some stuff. He was trying to work on BTC before, but he had to switch over.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
So our the developer's Anon name is Poxt. P-O-K-K-S-T. You should go follow him on Twitter. Very interesting guy. He did a little bit of a write-up on his view of Lightning and its ability to scale. I think the guys at CoinSpice interviewed him as well to discuss a little bit about why he chose to switch from BTC to BCH and what his reasoning was. And I mean, it was pretty clear as day. It's, you know, scalability, it's adoption, it's peer-to-peer electronic cash, and it's what Bitcoin was meant to be. Bitcoin Cash, for all intents and purposes, is Bitcoin.
And it's amazing when you hear these people who are testing it, and then they say, like, oh, I only spent, like, whatever. They did, like, thousands of transactions, and it cost them, like, nothing, right?
Very cool stuff. So, great work, Poxt. Go check out crescent.cash. Download the app. I believe it's on Android right now. Very interesting stuff. Next up, we've got...
Community. Let's throw this over to Akane.
Akane, you want to tackle this one?
Community, global Bitcoin Cash adoption. Bitcoin Cash meetups are actively connecting people from all over the world. Visit events.bitcoin.com to see the interactive map of global meetups to get involved. Vikram from Bangalore, India, is the newest member to join the BCH network with over 7,000 members joining the meetup group. So Chris is talking to Vikram, and he told me that he has this crypto like meetup group of over 7,000 members.
Wow.
And he's started doing like BCH focused meetups.
That's great.
Yeah, and weekly.
Wow. how many meetups or how many members do you guys have on the Tokyo Bitcoin Cash meetup?
Recently, we have 1,300 something.
Wow, that's huge.
So our product manager for our wallet, Alfonso, was mentioning that they see a lot of use of BCH in India.
Wow.
So he says it's like the place where they're using it the most. So I guess 7,000 members joining this group. And I believe that I had been in touch with Vikram before when he was doing a BTC one. So maybe they've switched over to BCH just because of demand, right?
That's
so that's
great.
A lot of people. Yeah. And just one thing, because I didn't mention it last week. If you are interested in doing your own meetup or you have any questions and you maybe want a little bit of support, please reach out to us, and I would suggest to reach out to Akane@bitcoin.com or Chris@bitcoin.com, who helps us with these notes, and they'll put you in touch with a whole group of other people around the world. We've got a Telegram chat that has 100 people in it who, you know, they're just working on different ideas, and I know that some people, they're a little bit intimidated to go in and maybe ask for a shop to start accepting, but then you'll get support there and online support. And please reach out to those people, and I'm sure that Martin will include them in the link there.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of, I guess, community adoption, if you're one of those people that are going around asking people, do you accept Bitcoin Cash? And you find a place that does, or you're able to convince someone to say, hey, this is a great option, great way to begin accepting cryptocurrency. You know, it's the fastest one out there, and it's easy to use. If you get a business onboarded, make sure you visit marcocoino.bitcoin.com. We've got a new submit feature listing there, which allows anyone to go in and submit a new business that accepts cryptocurrency, only Bitcoin Cash. And it's all moderated, so it does take us a day or two to go through all of the listings. We do like to confirm that they are actually accepting Bitcoin Cash. So we have that new feature listed. We're going to hopefully have more and more businesses showing up on the map within the wallet. If you visit wallet.bitcoin.com, there's a shop section where you can view all of the different stores across the world that are accepting Bitcoin Cash. And we're hoping now with this new feature that allows more people to easily submit listings, we'll see a growing number over time here. Huge shout out to Brendan, huge shout out to Nico, huge shout out to Alfonso and his team, and everyone else that was hard at work on adding all of those listings.
Maybe in the future we'll go downstairs and do this with a few other people, and it'll be nice to see that there's a group of people downstairs who are all working on this stuff.
Behind the camera, there's a team of people all clacking keyboards right now, trying not to be annoyed by us making noise.
Over 10,000 in BCH donations over TipperBot by a single Twitter user. So somebody just started making it rain all over the internet.
That was mental.
Yeah.
So at Bitcoin Info.
I got money.
A tip from him.
Did you?
Yeah. Randomly.
Nice.
After the meetup this week.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, do you mind if you reveal how much?
Yeah, $50.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the biggest tip I got on like Twitter.
That's great.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So yeah, make sure you go follow at Bitcoin Info.
Ain't getting any tips with this face over here.
If it makes you feel better, I don't give you a tip. Yeah. I'll give you a tip though, man.
But you guys put out the video, right? And then
I put out the video of Asuka. You know, he's on the weekly.
Corbin. See, these guys tip you. Yeah.
Show.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
So anyway, I took a video of Asuka paying for a drink with Bitcoin.
Oh, awesome.
Cash.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that
it's
video.
It's a very simple video, but I guess like a lot of people enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And he or she saw it, Bitcoin Info, and gave us a tip.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you haven't used the TipperBot service on Twitter, it's very easy to use. Go check it out. Just send a DM to at TipperBot and you can deposit some Bitcoin Cash and start tipping anyone from famous people on Twitter to your friends to anyone that's doing some cool stuff on Twitter. It's a great way to kind of spread a little Bitcoin Cash.
It's really easy too.
Rob, you're a beauty.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge shout out to Rob for his hard work on that.
All right, we got some, we're getting to the questions
here. Get some comments. So we'll start with the paper comments, but if anyone on the live stream wants to leave a few messages, we can read your questions and do our best to answer them.
We got the Sharona back on here, but you guys are lighting up the chat. Delisting BSV because of lawsuits. Oh, this is from Jordan
Preed. Yeah.
Delisting BSV because of lawsuits from Craig makes about as much sense as delisting BCH for something Roger does. They are not the coin in either case. If you attempt to harm the coin, you're aiming at a community, not an individual. How is that the moral high ground?
Okay, so I guess what he's saying is Bitcoin SV is not Craig. I know Roger had a post recently on Reddit that he had an unpopular opinion that actually agreed with that.
Opinion,
he had an unpopular opinion. Bitcoin SV is not just Craig. But that also, in my opinion, Craig's not the only one to blame for some of the stuff that maybe occurred. You know, there was many parties at play. There was a lot of, you know, if you followed the actual split that did happen, it wasn't just from Craig. It was a lot of developers bringing things to the other protocol developers a week before the fork, saying we have a whole different outline for the roadmap, and basically dropping it and saying review it in time for the fork. And the submission deadline had already been hit, and they said, no, that's not how this works. We had a submission deadline. You get all of the information to us before then, and we will review it. And if it's suitable, we can see if we can merge it all in and if it fits the roadmap. And it's simply put, they didn't follow the rules of consensus, if you will, in terms of what was presented as the appropriate way to get new features added into the protocol. In my opinion, you know, I think I mentioned last time that, you know, I was kind of a little bit conflicted on this. And I still am, because I, you know, if someone wants to buy BSV, cool, go for it. Like, you have it in your free right to buy BSV from whoever sells it. But that business, in my opinion, also has their right to delist it or delist anything that they choose to. Whether or not it's right or wrong, If that coin has of any value, someone else will sell it or buy it, and it will just move on, and it should be fine. I agree. I mean, the BSV is not just Craig. There are some people that actually believe in it, and truthfully, I kind of think it's an interesting experiment. Like, these guys are doing the polar opposite thing of just saying, like, we're going back to, like, version one of Bitcoin, I guess, and going also bigger blocks. Like, I think this is where it's a little bit confusing, too, because...
So you agree with Jordan?
Sure, Jordan, you're kind of right. Yeah,
I think Jordan's right.
You're half right.
I think, yeah.
You're also half wrong.
Well, he didn't half wrong by not saying what you said, which is that you're entitled to do what you like with your business. But I think with what Jordan has put here, this is, it is like it's hurting that community, I guess, that supports it.
But I mean, here's the thing. If that community has any value, and if that coin has value, a business will be wise to step up and say...
Yeah,
and
it's going to cost them. Yeah.
Like, either they're going to keep it because there's money to be made trading it, or they're going to... or someone else will pick up the slack and say, okay, all of those people that maybe they used to trade over on Binance, if it's still for trade on some other exchanges, and if this thing is of value, people will just go trade it over there. And
good points as well.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Akane.
Yes.
You got this next one. Bitcoin okay. Out loud.
Always appreciate the updates. I finally got around to shuffling in Electron Cash this past shuffle Saturday, and I'm looking forward to being able to shuffle on the go in the Bitcoin.com wallet.
Yeah, smile. Okay. We've had some people asking about this.
This is Roger just like putting things in there.
Yeah. So actually, on the BCH gang Telegram, they're asking, when is Cash Shuffle coming to Bitcoin.com wallet?
That would be nice.
It's coming. It's in development. It's been in development for a long time. I can't give any dates, but it's coming very soon. Very, very soon. So please stay tuned. If you don't have the Bitcoin.com wallet, go download it, wallet.bitcoin.com. That feature will be added very, very soon. If you aren't aware, there's also Shuffle Saturday. Have you guys heard about Shuffle Saturday? Okay, so all of the shuffle nerds that like, mm-hmm. you know, fungibility, everyone's getting together on Saturday.
Okay,
and it's
okay.
This kind of kumbaya moment where everyone just sticks some Bitcoin in their Electron
together.
Cash. And you shuffle.
Sounds
yeah.
fun.
So you just leave your Electron Cash wallet going and let it shuffle all day while you're hanging out on your computer, you know, talking to people on Telegram or Facebook or whatever you do on the internet.
Saturday in like all countries or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, it starts Saturday here and then I guess it extends
here.
Into Sunday. Oh. So I saw the pools were filling up way quicker on Saturday. So if you do need to shuffle a large amount of Bitcoin, Saturday seems to be the big day because you can do it quite a bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shuffle protocol is amazing.
Nice idea.
It's really fast. But if you have like a large amount of Bitcoin Cash, it gets a little, it's sometimes a little bit slower to get the pools needed to obfuscate all of the transactions a little bit. So that's getting a lot easier on Saturday with a lot of people hopping on board with this little Shuffle Saturday campaign.
Mathieu G, spoiler alert, great episode again. I watched the live stream on Twitch.
Mathieu, love that name. It's like French Matthew.
Can't argue with that. Next, Freedom for All. Atili.com has just opened a BCH market. Looking good.
Looking real good. So I actually bought some Merit tokens, which is the Libreland token that's on SLP. It's a Bitcoin Cash token.
Yeah.
But in order for me to buy it, I had to buy it using Ethereum trading pairs. But Altili was so smart, they said, hey, it's time for us to let people trade SLP tokens with Bitcoin Cash. So it's now a trading pair. You can go and buy SLP tokens now and trade them on an exchange using Bitcoin Cash.
I saw a picture of Roger with Vit, and Roger was wearing, Vit is the president of Libreland?
President
of Libreland. And Roger was wearing like a bear suit or something.
I did see the bear photo.
Yeah.
What is that about?
I don't know. And yeah. I wish Roger was here to clarify
that. I'm
kind of
curious, yeah.
So it's, things are happening.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So. Let's maybe get a photo of this bear suit for next week's video.
Yeah.
Ask him a little bit.
Nandy Bear.
Nandy Bear's back.
Nandy Bear.
He's back. Looking forward to using local Bitcoin Cash.
What's the status on that, Corbin?
Very, very soon. Very, very soon. Actually.
Oh, wait. We did a transaction.
We did a test transaction, actually. I had to present it to some people in the company. And Jason and I, we were the guinea pigs. We did a little test $1 transaction. We actually, you know, let's reveal some cool things about this. Zero confirmation. We got zero conf on local BCH.
Yeah.
This is going to be big.
You got messaging in there, which is nice.
You got messaging. We were kind of trolling each other a little bit.
You can send pictures.
You can
right?
send photos.
So,
it's great.
It's
all encrypted, end-to-end encryption. It uses the new object data sig. Basically, it's self-custodial escrow. It's incredible. You guys are going to love it.
Yeah.
Go visit local.bitcoin.com. You can subscribe to the mailing list. We're hoping to send it out to early testers quite soon. Very, very soon. Early May soon. So stay tuned.
So just to answer distributed bit, this is going to be a new service coming to bitcoin.com called local.bitcoin.com. So... And maybe we can just take this one question here with respect to the freesociety.com. You're going to have to ask Roger about that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one, so. You know what? I bug Roger about that one a lot because I want to know when I can buy a plot of land.
Yeah.
I think they're still kind of shopping around for the appropriate countries that will allow this to all happen, where they're not going to come in with guns and say, it's actually our country again.
Yeah.
You know, so... I think they got to figure this out and do it kind of carefully. I would say it probably couldn't hurt if a bull run were to come for that. That would probably be a little bit more helpful. So,
okay.
That's all I got, though.
Corbin, thank you very much for having myself on. And
hey.
Thank you.
It's always fun. Always fun to have fun. Have some new guests. Sorry, Roger wasn't able to make it this time. I see Bitcoin jewelry on Akane. We should maybe squeeze a little extra promotion
in there.
Oh, thank
you. Okay. So I'm a co-founder of Peaceful Warrior. We have an e-commerce website. We help merchants in globally, especially Philippines and Vietnam and some other countries now to be on our website. And we sell their products in Bitcoin Cash.
That's
and
awesome.
Two other cryptocurrencies.
That's great.
Yes.
And it is all female run, correct?
Yes.
Do we want to give some name shout outs to some of the other girls?
Tammy and Emily.
Awesome.
They're so much fun.
That's great.
We're laughing every day.
Awesome. So and if they want to go buy some jewelry, like the cool Bitcoin jewelry you've got on?
Yeah, peacefulwarrior.cash is the website.
Peacefulwarrior.cash.
And our other business is business consulting and marketing for crypto blockchain companies.
Awesome.
So we're working hard on that as well.
That's great.
Yeah.
So go check those out. Go support Akane. Go support women in blockchain. That's very exciting. And
thank you.
If you haven't yet, go subscribe on YouTube. There's a little subscribe button. Hit the bell notification. We're live streaming on Twitch around 5 p.m. Japan Standard Time every day. Twitch.com/bitcoincom, and you can chat with us during the live stream. Spam us. With M&Ms, we now have enough to feed a small village. So thank you for all of those donations, everyone. You had everyone scrambling early in the live stream. Didn't have enough cups.
Can I say something?
So yeah, of course. Let's get off.
Okay, I want to encourage people, everybody, and to actually use Bitcoin Cash because I realize people know about Bitcoin Cash. Mm. They actually haven't used Bitcoin Cash real life,
trading it, right? They're not actually trying to use it sometimes,
or they know about it and they're curious about it, but we see new people at the meetups and we ask them do you have a wallet, and lots of people don't have a wallet, right? So we help them download and we send $1 or $3 or something and they're like, wow, that's so fast, and it's really cheap, and they're really shocked, right? Even though they know about that it's fast and reliable and cheap, but
it's different when you use it.
If you use it, it's you can really experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can buy drinks at the meetup venues, and they're
Well, I think seeing, both from the person buying, being able to buy a beer with Bitcoin Cash, it's a great experience. But even the people that are selling the beer are kind of whoa, that's pretty cool that we're able to trade without permission, without anyone getting in the way. It's no different than throwing $5 for the beer in person, but it's using something that's not backed by governments and not backed by coercion, and it's just cool, kind of geeky, but really life changing kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and the more you use it, the more you start thinking about what is money and other things. So
I
find that very, very.
It's a very
beneficial.
Enlightening pill to swallow, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So we should maybe promote some stuff. Free.bitcoin.com. If you're brand new to Bitcoin Cash, go to free.bitcoin.com.
Send your friends there. Send your mom there.
Yeah. Get a little bit of Bitcoin Cash. If you have some Bitcoin Cash and you like to play a little games, go visit cashgames.bitcoin.com. You can play slots.
Go to the local meetups.
Come to the local meetups. Support your local meetup. See what you can do to help. If you don't have a meetup in your area,
start one.
be a doer like Akane and visit events.bitcoin.com if you need help or just want some advice on how to do that. I think that's a huge opportunity to spread adoption in your local community, but also just to support this game-changing technology.
Yeah, you just need a little courage.
Yeah.
Just to start a meeting.
Yeah.
I think.
Awesome, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Guys.
Yeah. See you guys.